Okay, we're a little bit in the middle, not really in the middle, but just to kind of wrap up, you all saw the Rivash?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you feel comfortable with the Rivash?
Yeah.
Okay, did anyone see the get to the through the Imre Moshe?
No. Yeah.
Some. Okay, let's recap. So we have a detailed Gemara, which is learning out the source for Shlichus. We have one source in Shlichus, is Gerushin, but Gerushin cannot be an absolute source because it only applies in matters of Chulin. And it also only applies, and it's done by Baal Korcha. So there's some limitations to Gerushin. The Gemara cites a source of Truma, which is a nice source. And at the end of the day, the Gemara at the Maskam is going to say, well, Truma is not really a source because we learn something else from that source of Truma. We're going to learn out the din of that in order to be a Shliach, you have to be a Ben Bris and not a Ben Bris. And then we have the din of Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha writes, Minayin Shesu Hosho Abn Kamoso. We have a source in Kutchim in Karban Pesach. Now there's a limitation in that source as well, because when it comes to Kutchim, the Gemara says, Ma'ala Kutchim Shekin Rov Ma'aseim Ayde Shliach. Most of Kutchim is done Ayde Shliach, so therefore maybe that's not a good paradigm to other areas. So we have Gerush and Yochiach, and basically the combo plan of Gerush plus Kutchin produces a source for Shlichus in Kol HaTorah Kulo. And that is the core source. If someone asks you, Shlichus Menoan? So the answer is Gerushin plus Kutchin. We threw in Truma over there a little bit as well, and Truma takes a backseat because we have a different, we learned something else when it comes to Truma, that you need a Ben Bris. Okay. Now, in light of that discussion, so the Rivash, in a very famous Rivash, Simin Reish Chavhei, the Rivash basically develops the question. His question he's asking is, we know, we've discussed in great detail Shlichus HaShliach when it comes to Gerushin. We've discussed in some detail Shlichus HaShliach when it comes to Kiddushin. What is the din of Shlichus HaShliach when it comes to Kol HaTorah Kulo? We saw in the last year the Meiri had a suffix on the matter. He wasn't sure. And the Rivash is resolving that suffix and says, I am crystal clear that Shlichus HaShliach in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Let's take a look at the Rivash inside. He has two basic mahalchim, how he gets from Gerush and Shlichus HaShliach to Kol HaTorah Kulo. So he says, Nir b'Kol HaTorah Kulo, Shlichus HaShliach. V'avagad lo parish le habal, v'avagad lo pirish habal davar, v'mid lak ha'pkepeit v'lo have mile, d'kim d'islan hachi b'gerushin, k'denav klan perikish m'kadesh, v'shuch ma'am Shlichus HaShliach, hachanami aminu b'mile achrina. Mishum d'alfina m'gerushin. So basically the source for Shlichus HaShliach comes from Gerushin, and says the Rivash, from that we explode out to Kol HaTorah Kulo. And now we have the Kasha. The Afalga, even though, how can you learn from Gerushin to Kol HaTorah Kulo? Afalga, the Chiba Inin Lamel of Hasam Kiddushin Migerish, Parchin Mal Gerish, Ken Yeshin Bal Koch. The Chen, Kiba Inin Lamel of Chuma Migerish, Parchin Mal Gerish, Ken Kol. Hainu Lamel of Ikar, Shlichus Mehasam. She Efsar, La sosai de shliach, aber baser de Islam bechol haTorah Kulo shluchos shalom kamoso shapir yafim migerushin shashichos esher velo prachina de gilui milsa ba'alma. What is the Rivash saying? Step number one. Pshat number one. Yes, Menach.
He's saying that you don't have, when you learn out once you say that, then it's logical to say that you can point another shliach off the bat. You don't need to ask that question again.
Yeah.
I'd say once we have the inner shliach of kamoso. Because of Gerushin and Pesach together, then you're able to learn from there, from that concept onto everything else. Shliach Shalom Kamoso, which is a din by
Gerushin. That's the second approach. First approach to Rivash goes like this. Rabbi said, can we learn out Ikar Shlichus from Gerushin alone?
No.
No. Gerushin is a flawed limud for Ikar Shlichus. Why? Because Chol Baal Korcha. So it's flawed. What cures the flaw? Pesach cures the flaw. Pesach cures the flaw. Now that we have the conglomeration of Gerushin Pesach teaching me Iker Shlichus and Kol HaTorah Kula, and we have cured the flaw. Now we have left. What question is open? The details. The details. Okay, there's a din. Iker Shlichus, I know. Now the details. What's the detail that we're exploring now? What is the scope and nature of the Shlichus? Shlichus, I know. What is the scope and nature of Shlichus? So now, once I know Iker Shlichus, I can turn to Alex. Iker Shlichus means, is there Shlichus in Kol HaTorah Kula?
By everything.
Can I point a Shliach? The answer is Gerushin a source by itself?
No.
No, because it's flawed. But if I go ahead and couple Gerushin with Kiddushin, with Kachin, each one supplements, complements the flaw in the other, and that enables me to learn Iker Shlichus. Now the secondary question. The secondary question is, what is the scope, quality, and nature of Iker Shlichus? What I call the details. How exactly does it work? And for that, the Rivash says something cryptic. He says, once I know Iker Shlichus, Aval Basar, De Islam Bechol HaTorah Kula, this din of Shlichus, then Shaper Yalfina Migerishin, Shashiach Ozashiach. Then I can learn out from Gerishin. Now what? The details. The Lo Parchina. And now the Kash of Yesh and Bechol and what? And Bal Karchach. I don't have to worry about that because this is a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. What is Gilui Milsa Ba'alma? It's revealing a revelation of the nature of how this operation works. But is it a real limud?
No.
It's not a real limud. It's a reveal. Oh, you want to know what? You want to know a detail? Shliach oseh shliach. It's a reveal. Now, you'll ask me, Jacob Roth, with a look of bewilderment and consternation on your face. What are you talking about? Like, what are you saying? What does that mean, a reveal? Gilu Milsa. What exactly does that mean? So I saw this achron called the Imre Moshe. Imre Moshe was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Brisker. And he's not going on this Rivash, but I am going to go ahead and like create a little bit of a sandwich and use the Imre Moshe to perhaps give a little bit of a flavor of what the Rivash maybe has in mind. Rivash 1. Rivash number 1. Iker Shlichus is learned from Get and Kachin. And now we have the details. How is it that Iker Shlichus works? So that is a Gilui Milsa that we can still learn from Gerushin. That's the process. But when you're learning the Iker Adin, that it has to really work. It doesn't work because Yeshem Bechol, Yeshem Bal Korch. But now you want to know, now that we have the din, how does it work? That you can look to Gerushin. That will be revealed, and that will then have impact on our understanding of Shliach Oseh Shliach.
That's the point.
That's pshat number one. Now I'm going to insert right now the Imre Moshe to understand what exactly is the Gilui Milsa of Gerushin. Okay, what is it that Gerushin is revealing? What?
Could we say that just like we need a combo of Kiddushin and getting to teach out by Stam Gerushin, we also need the combo...
We don't need the combo of Kiddushin.
We couldn't learn our Trumo by just Kiddushin. We needed Gerushin also.
Kachin. Say Kiddushin. Say Kachin.
Kachin. Just how we need both for Stam Shlichus, we also need both for Shliach Oseh Shliach. Because you could say...
I don't think that's what he's saying.
No?
I think he's saying Shliach Oseh Shliach is coming from where? Where is Shliach Oseh Shliach coming from in Rivash number one? It's coming from Gerushin. But Gerushin has a flaw.
Right.
I said Rivash number one. And I, Gerushin has a flaw. No! Gerushin has a flaw. We don't care about the flaw of Gerushin when it comes to what?
Details.
Because that is a Gilui Milsa. Okay, no questions. No questions. Let's learn the Imre Moshe. So skip to four. We'll come back to Rivash in a moment. Imre Moshe. V'haklal hazbazeh. Shliach holocha baget. Rabbi, I have a question. I say to a shliach, I would like you to take this get, cross town, take a bus, cross town, and deliver the get to my wife. She lives at this and this address. He says, no problem, I got this. He takes the get, goes cross town, and deliver the get. I'm going to ask a question you're going to think is a klatz kasha, but it's not. When did the shliach become a shliach?
When he said it.
When the ball
What is my, what am I asking to do? What am I asking to do? To give her the get. But she's there, and I'm here. When does he become a halachic status of shliach? Two possibilities.
One possibility is
the second I appointed him as my shliach and he agreed, he is now my shliach. The other possibility is, what do I really ask him to do? I'm asking him to give her the get. So the fact that he's going to take a bus or a bike or a plane or whatever, that's his business. What I'm interested in is she receives the get. So at what point does he become a shliach? Once he gives her the get. Why does it matter? So the answer is, why does it matter? Shliach osa shliach. Can he appoint another shliach? If you assume that what? That he is not yet a shliach until what? Until the Maisa Gerushin, he's not my shliach yet. Now he's a UPS guy. He's a UPS guy until he actually does the legal event. And he's not a shliach, so shliach, Misha ain't no shliach, certainly cannot make another shliach. He's not a shliach. So you can only get to the conversation, shliach holds a shliach. However, if you assume he's already a shliach, what? On day one, then he can make another shliach. So comes along the Imre Moshe, and he says, you know what the reveal is of Gerushin? After all is said and done, and Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso, and you have Kachim, you know what Gerushin is teaching us? It's teaching us what is the nature of Shlichos, when is the Chalos Shlichos? Chal? Miad. At the Minui, is when there is the din of shliach. You could have said otherwise. So what Gerushin does, it's not teaching me anything to call out Torah Kula. It's teaching me once I have Iker Shlichos, which is learned from where?
Kutchim
and Gerushin. Once I have Iker Shlichos, now how does Iker Shlichos work? That's what we learn out. Shlichos and shliach. Shlichos and shliach means that what? That it's happening from the beginning. Before you challenge me, let's see that inside. So now we have the answer to the question that's been asked. Once we know the din of shlichus, from what? From kutshim and and Gittin. So why do I need the limud now of what? Why do we need a limud of what? Of Shia Kos HaShliach. The answer is, what Shia Kos HaShliach really teaches me. It's not teaching me Shia Kos HaShliach, it's telling me when to become a Shliach. From Shas HaMinu. One second. I don't mean 1 second. I mean a lot of minutes. Up. I'm in the middle. Relax. So comes along. So he says, "Ubazen nichamashriti machshin." The lomot zar kradas shigol zasliach. Once we know that sucho shalom kamoso, then why do you need shigol zasliach? Ulahanal nicha. The below zeh. If you didn't have the din of shigol zasliach, the reveal of gerushin, hava amina. I would have thought that shlichos ein chal rak kishaos ha-maisa.
Which mosque?
The maisa, the hainu, kishanos in haget. Check! The imkain, lo haya yachol asa shliach achada, dainena kamash alech. Ulach asmina da shlichos a shliach, demiyad chal ala shliach din sucha chamosa. Ula zepu. So what about a shliach habal in kiddush? So do you remember we had shittas that said shliach habal and kiddushin cannot make a shliach? Why not? Because it was mili. Why was it mili? You remember the kadosh midarosh? Because he said, in order for it not to be mili, get is not mili because it's totally in whose control? It's in the Baal's control. But Kiddushin, what can she do?
Say no.
Because she can say no. So Vazes Rila de Bashliach Holach the Kiddushin did sorry daita the ain biyad hashliach likmar hashlichus chashiv mili the yokalasiach akamishum lochal alav miyad din sukha kamosa the rakishim akatsha the ozosamaisa chalashlichus that Kiddushin kachas. In other words, by Kiddushin, says the Imre Moshe, do we say Shliach Osa Shliach?
No.
No, why not? Because since she can do what?
Say no.
She can block it. So her ability to block it means that there's something thwarting his Shlichus. And until that thwart is no longer blocked, he's not a shliach yet. When does he become a shliach? At the Ma'aseh of Kiddush. And as a result, can he make a shliach earlier?
No.
So I'm positing, I'm sandwiching, I'm putting together this very sharp chiddush of the Imre Moshe with our rivash and saying that's what Gerushin is revealing. That's what Shliach Osa Shliach and Get is coming to teach me. That, yeah, I know shlichus, but how does shlichus work? What is the timing? When does a person become a shliach? So by get, who's in charge? The Baal, and then as a result of that, the shliach becomes in charge. Once you have control, then it's no longer mele, and when is the shlichus chal? It's chal right away. If it's chal right away, then what's the din? Shliach osa shliach. And anything that has that pattern is going to be shliach osa shliach in Kol HaTorah Kula. Kiddushin is going to be a rule break.
So
and then
rebush, what's
Pesach teaching me? Pesach teaching me
shlichus. But that's just so the combination.
But how does shlichus work? What's the manner? What point? Is the Shaloshem Shliach Chal?
For the first thing, Gerushin is the one teaching you Shliach with the Shliach.
Correct.
Where's the rest?
Now.
I'm so understanding how can
that's
you
how we answer the question?
From Gerushin and Pesach and just universalize it.
No, we do that all the time.
But there's a puzzle specifically by Gerushin.
There is. And there is. And there's a pasuk by Korban Pesach, and each one is limited. We do this all the time. Lo rizek rizeh, atzara shavet pen, whatever. So this is a mematzina. We take shlichus, we take gittin, that has a limitation. Kotchim has a limitation. But together, they can teach us the institution of shlichus.
In those cases?
No.
Why?
Universally. universally, because there's no reason to limit it, especially once you have the Karban Pesach Limud, which tells you, you know, perhaps again we'll see the next line of the Rivash Shuch Shalom Kamosa.
Yeah.
But fundamentally, each one is supplementing, and this is the source Shlichus Menala, and it's a source of Shlichus Menala Torah Kulos.
Like, let's say, like that example, just first that came to my head. Like, let's say by Shoel, you're chayv for Onsen, right? Okay, the pasuk says that you're chayv by Onsen for Shoel. Okay, fine. So now let's take that and you say that you're chayv for Onsen everywhere. I don't understand that.
You're right. That wouldn't make any sense.
We're running out of right.
But because we have other shlichim, well, you're not chayv in Onsen, and we know that. So the Torah has told us, do not universalize Chiyuv Shoel Ba'onsin. The Torah has never told us not to universalize Shlichus, and indeed the Sfarah Pshuta would say it should be universalized. Why would you limit it to these cases? We often have what's called Bamei Matsinu, where we learn one thing. For example, how do you know? There's many, many such cases. We learn out one halacha from another, and it gets universalized. That's the Sfarah Pshuta. Rabosa, I gotta keep moving. I gotta keep moving.
How did the Rav sandwich the Amir Moshe with the Mubarash?
What do you mean, how?
How do they connect?
They connect because there's a lacuna in the words of the Rivash. The Rivash says this vague thing called Gilui Milsa. So I'm answering, what is being revealed in Gerushin? What's being revealed in Gerushin that now teaches us Shliach Osa Shliach is that the minui shlichus is what's koveya the shlichus. You become a shlich at that point, not at when you deliver, but when you're mamuna. And therefore, once you are mamuna, and now you are a baal hamaisa shlich osa shlich. Shlich osa shlich.
But it doesn't say kamoto by girdush.
Doesn't make a difference. I know shlichus. I'm not working with kamosa. I know shlichus, and now I know when. Yes, I am getting, there's an idea of kamos, but that's not the point. The point is, there's a concept of shlichus. And we know that now this shlichus is in control. At what point is he in control? When he just delivers the get, or when he gets the appointment? And the chiddush of gerushin, that's telling me, revealing, shliach osa shliach, is telling me he becomes the shliach with control from the time of the meeting. But only when what? When there is a... Only when there's no mili. When there's someone else who can block things, then obviously he's not in control and he doesn't have that capability. I want to just add one last point. One last point, which the Imre Moshe says explicitly, but I'm not going to read inside. Do you remember the machlokas we had Rambam and Tur?
Yeah.
Do you remember that machlokas Rambam and Tur? What was the case? The case was if you have a man who appoints a shliach to write, get, and deliver it. And then he becomes nishtate. What does nishtate mean? He becomes temporarily insane. So, kordaikas. Achzo kordaikas. So the Rambam said, what's the status of that gerushin? So midrabanan it's no good, but minat Torah it's a good get. The fact he was nishtate doesn't bother us. And the Torah said that minat Torah it's no good. It's no good. And we explained at the time, what was the Hezbra HaMachlekes? To what extent is the Shliach in control? Is he the Baal HaMaisa? According to the Rambam, he's what? He's the Baal Davar, and therefore he could do the Ged. Well, the fact that the Baal now is Nishtate doesn't make a difference. According to who? According to the Torah. The Baal is still relevant, he's still in the picture. Now, look at the Torah itself. Very small print. The Torah himself, and he's quoting other Rishonim. Look at the loss of the Torah. Hayabari Bisha Shitziva Lekosva. He was healthy when he told the Shliach to do what?
To write again.
Ve'achakach ochzo hacholi. And now he got sick. Ein kosvin oso ba'odo b'chalyo v'im kosva v'nasnu b'chalyo eino klum lo shna meis mitoch acholi lo shna nisrape. What am I saying? What's interesting about this Torah? What does the Torah clearly emphasize?
It's nothing at all.
What? He focuses on the ksiva. The shlichus is a shlichus to write and to? And to deliver. And in that case, if he becomes sick before the writing, it's no good. What deal do I want to make? Let's say the shlichus was not on the writing, was just on the delivery. Then he could give it. Why?
Because
then he becomes a shliach when? Miyad. Who's now out of the picture? The Baal is out of the picture. And therefore, the fact that the Baal is now sick is irrelevant. However, when it comes to the ksiva, ksiva is what? Starts with an M and mem and ends with a yud. The ksiva is mile. Why? Because he doesn't have the get in hand yet. It's an instruction. There, everyone would agree that when is the chalos shlichus? When he actually writes. And as such, in that case, dafka, achzo choli, it's not a good get. But perhaps even the Torah would agree with the Rambam if it was just on the Nesina, and the Imre Moshe, the rest of the piece, makes that exact point. Okay.
He says the
Torah
holds
the Baal Davar. The Torah also holds this, and that's why the Torah is Bedavka, speaking about Ksiva, and not the Nesina itself. Correct. That's correct.
Why is the Torah relevant over here?
Because it's the whole time.
So the
diuk
is that after.
If the shlichus was just on the Nesina, and then achzo kordaikus, achzo choli, then it's game over. Right. He's already a shliach. He's already a baal davar, and that's it.
Okay.
That's all.
But this case.
In a case of ksiva, when he's asking to write the get, that's mire. You're not a shliach yet until you actually perform.
Okay.
A, it wouldn't be subject to shechos as shliach, but also, if he's got sick, then it's over. The Baal is still the Baal Dover.
So why is that?
Right, he doesn't talk about the tour.
He doesn't say the tour, but the tour didn't make it up. The tour is based on a Rashba, so he's using the Rashba. I'm just bringing it out in the tour.
Why is it different if he went to for ksiva and siya and he gets sick
after the ksiva? If he got sick after the ksiva, it could very well be the same. Yes. In other words, then at that point, the tour might say he could deliver. Correct. Yes, same. I agree. Give me a nod. I agree. Okay. Rabosai, Rivash number two. Let's finish Rivash. Binyamin? Diuk? Dalit, Yud, Vav, Kuf. Okay, Rivash number two. The second part of the Rivash is much more famous than the first part of the Rivash. Even though I'm more excited about the first part of the Rivash. The Rivash part two says, Od yesom b'derech acheres. Dechi yalfinan shukh shalom kamoz midiksib pesach. V'eshach dozo kol chaladas yisro kamozo mamish yalfinan. Shrei kro kora hashliach b'shem kol hakol. V'imkein hashliach kibaylim legamre. U'begerushin. The low kara hashliach b'shem abal, ela shiriba akosim yivasholach shabal yoch lagarzai de shliach, itzrich ribi akwil ma shashiko ze shliach. Fahashta, lo itzrich l'ribuya begerish, shashliach sheni yoch laso shliach shlishi. Now, basically, what the Rivas in answer number two, approach number two, is the Gemara has a progression. What's the first question that opened up our sugya? Shlichus menal. How do you know shlichus? What's the answer? Gerush. Then the Gemara says, how do you know shliach ose shliach? What's the answer? Gerush. Then the Gemara moves on. Truma. Why do you leave it by Truma? Okay. Then the Gemara brings in Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha. What's Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha's question?
Tell us about Pesach.
What's Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha's question? Look at the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. It's not shlichus menolan. It's a much more expansive question. How do you know shluchos shel adam kamoso? And the Gemara has a clear drasha. How do you know? The pasuk says v'shachadu oso kol kahal das Yisrael ben arba'im v'chi kol kahal kulan shaychatin. Is every single Jew doing the shechita? The answer is
no.
One person doing it. The shliach is doing it. Yet what does the Torah say? V'shachadu oso kol kahal das Yisrael. What does that mean? Is that when the shliach does it, it's as if everyone did it. And therefore, we're learning out an expansive din of shluchos shel adam kamoso. And as a result, at the end of the day, once we have the progression of the Gemara, if I were to ask you on your test, according to Rivas number 2, how do you know shliach ose shliach? The answer is Pesach. Why? Because Pesach told us that the way shlichos works is shluchos shel adam kamoso. Which means that now you, the shliach, are, I like the baal, a kamosa. And as a result, can the baal make a shliach? Yes. Can the shliach make a shliach? Yes. Can the third shliach make a shliach? Yes. Why? Shlucho shel adam kamosa. And what this is saying is, when it comes to any ancillary halacha, and we have seen 3 so far, ancillary halachos, the shliach is kamosa. What are the 3 we've had? Our sugya, shliach ose shliach. We saw the sugya in Bava Metzia, Dav Tzadi Vav Mebeis, which brought 2 din. One din was, if a baal assigns an apotropos to go ahead and be mefer his wife's nedarim, can he do so? So what did the Gemara say? Maybe yes. Tutzdadim, but maybe yes. Why? Because shlucho shel adam kamoso, which means now the apotropos is like the ba. And this ties into the sugya on Bav Metzia Dav Tzadi Vav of she'ela bevaylin. If you borrow an animal, and ba'al of imo, what's the halacha? Are you chayv in the zikin? Are you chayv for the damages? Ba'al of imo, are you chayv for the damages? You're potter from damages in ba'al of imo. What if I send my shliach to loan the animal and I say, do work with the animal as well? So what is it going to suggest? Shlucho shel adam kamoso, that too will exempt the borrower from payment. Okay, in other words, anything that is ancillary to the core halacha is still subject to this rule of shluchos shel adam kamoso. And the final sugya in that vein is the Gemara Yesir, take a look at it on Daf Mem Gimel. And the other Gemara wants to know, if I send a shliach to Mekadesh and Isha, do we need Eidim for Kiddushin?
Yes.
Yeah, you need Eidim for Kiddushin. So can, what's the din, shliach nase or lo nase Eid? So the Gemara tells us, Itmar Rav, Omar, shliach nase Eid? He says yes. And the Beir Rav Shila, Ami Ein Shech Nase. Might the Beir Rav Shila, Ilem Shadula Amale, Havali Aid. Maybe you have to assign and say, be my aid. Elamiata, Kiddush Ben Shan, Belo Amale, Matam Aid, Hakanan, Belo Avi Kiddushe. It's Kiddushin even without saying, Atem Eida. So Ela Amar Rav, Shlech Nase Aid, Alume Koma Alimna, Lemilse. What is the Shliach? The Shliach is the perfect aid. Why? Because he's right there, he's doing it. Much better than a secondary eyewitness. He's mamish doing it. What a perfect day. Great. And what does Rav Shila say? No, I ain't Sheikh Nasa Aid. Why? Because Shucho Shal Adam Ka Kamos. Which means.
You can't be
an
aid for yourself.
He's the Baal. He's the Baal. And if he's the Baal, then. Can't be an aid. So, how many Nafkaminas? 4 Nafkaminas.
I'm sure there are more.
There are plenty more. But 4 nafkin is in the Gemara. In the Gemara, and that's what, so what's left is according to the Rivash, Shluchos shel adam kamoso is the ultimate source. If I were to ask according to the Rivash, why is it? Why is it that Shliach ose Shliach? What's the answer?
Pesach.
Aye. What about Gerushin?
It's a
Gerushin is nothing.
It's a Havim.
is a hava. Either it's a hava mina, or it is now just an elucidation of what we really know already from Pesach. But is it a real limud?
No.
It's not a real limud whatsoever.
According to Yerushalayim
Kodesh, and
you probably should learn something else from Yerushalayim
Kodesh. It'd be nice if you did. But sometimes, as he says, you'll ask me this kasha, now it's a gili milsa. Now here he means gili milsa. It's just right. Revealing what we essentially know already from Karban Pesach, which is shliach, that shluchos on kamoso, which means perforce shliach oseh shliach. Now you remember the Meiri?
Yes.
What did the Meiri say? What did he say about shliach oseh shliach kol tarkula? Not sure. So why wasn't he sure? Now you notice every one of these Gemaras that I cited, all four cases, was there someone who disagreed and said no? Because maybe when it comes to do we hold the Shulchan Shalom Kamoso? Yes, but maybe that is only with respect to the etzem action that you're doing, with respect to the etzem gerushin, Shulchan Shalom Kamoso. But are you really, really, really the Baal? You're not the Baal. You're not the Baal. And therefore, maybe you can be an aid. Are you really, really the Baal? No. And the Torah says, by Hafarz Nadarim, who can be made fair? Isha! Yifirena. The Baal can do the Hafarah. Who do you need to be with the shore when you're lending out the animal? The Baal. Is the Shiach the Baal? It's a nice idea, Shulchan Aruch Kamosa, but how far are you going to take it? You're not going to take it that far. And that is the suffix. Why not? Why yes?
Meaning,
why not? Why yes?
If we have a rule of Shulchan
Aruch Kamosa, the rule is it applies to the core shlichus.
Right.
It does not mean you are now...
It doesn't mean you're the physical person.
Right.
I'm going to say something very graphic.
Okay.
And therefore, I'm going to pause this recording. What I'm illustrating is, yes, with respect to
the action.
I understand, but now you have these are ancillary halachas. The issue of she'ela b'bayim, hafarz nadarim, shliach na'aseid, these are side halachas. Are you going to go ahead and say shulchan aruch kamoso on side halachas? And the answer is, that's machlokes in every single sugya, and the Meiri is now telling you that in the sugya of Ein Shliach Oseh Shliach or Yesh Shliach Oseh Shliach, that also is a side halacha, and that also is going to be a function of this broader machlokes. Okay, I'm going to pause now. Tomorrow, we are starting from scratch. So we spent about 2 weeks or so, I don't know how long, on this sugya. Now tomorrow we have a brand new sugya. Now when I say brand new sugya, does that mean like we're not talking about shlichus anymore? No, we're all over shlichus. We're going to be talking about shlichus for at least another 6 to 8 weeks. I'm sorry to say. You're going to have shlichus coming out of your out of the pores of your skin. We're going to be talking about shlichus for a while, but we're going to shift now into truma, and it's we're going to look at a truma as a separate topic. So if you're a little lost. No worries, brand new sugya mitzvah tomorrow.